And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of April 26th. Cher was at opening night in New York City for Studio 54 in 1977 this week, 3 years nearly to the day after it opened. Studio 54 closed its doors. No, Cher was not there for the closing. In 1968, Hair opened on Broadway. Barbra Streisand's first TV special, My Name is Barbara, aired this week on television in 1965. The movie Only the Strong Survive with many R&B legends, including Jerry Butler, premiered in New York City this week in 2003. Herman's Hermits and the Zombies began their first U.S. tour this week in 1965. In 67, Elvis Presley married Priscilla Beaulieu in Las Vegas. Their marriage lasted 5 years. The Kingston Trio formed this week in 1957. And speaking of the Kingston Trio, the real Tom Dooley, whose name was Tom Dula, was hanged this week in 1968 for the murder of his lover. Elton John became the first rock star to perform in Israel this week in 1979. Elvis appeared on the very first issue of Teen magazine this week in 1957. Benny King left the Drifters and Atlantic Records and signed a solo contract with their subsidiary label, rather, Atco Records, this week in 1960. Also in 60, Dick Clark testified before a congressional committee investigating payola, and he was cleared. The Who debuted the rock opera Tommy for the press at Ronnie's Jazz Club in London this week in 1969. Also in 69, Elvis Presley's film career ended along with the filming of his last movie, Change of Habit. Ray Charles made his last public appearance this week in 2004. It was as his recording studio was given a landmark status by the city of Los Angeles. In the studio, Larry Williams recorded Short Fat Fanny in 57. Ronnie Hawkins cut Mary Lou in 59. Elvis recorded Jailhouse Rock in 1957. Fats Domino recorded Walkin' to New Orleans in 1960. The Orlans cut Wawa Tusie in 62. Ray Peterson recorded Tell Laura I Love Her in 1960. The Beatles recorded Something in 1969. Eric Clapton recorded Wonderful Tonight in 1977. Sam Cooke recorded Having a Party and Bring It On Home to Me this week in 1962. Little Willie John recorded his original recording of Fever, and many versions have been recorded since. It was in 1956 that his original was released. Chuck Berry recorded Carol, a song that he borrowed from Clyde McFadder's girlfriend's daughter's name. No kidding. 1958, the year for that song, and the conclusion of who was recording this week in the studio. Birthdays now. Bobby Rydell is 78. Morris Williams, 82. Also 82 this week, Duane Eddy. Gary Wright from Spooky Tooth and a great solo career is 77. Claudine Clark, 79. Jorgen Ingman, born this week, 1925. John Buck Henry from Ronnie and the Daytonas. He was actually Ronnie. He is turning 74. Casey Kasem, American Top 40 DJ, born this week, 1932. And Margaret is 79. Tommy James, 73. April Stevens is 91 this week. Carl Gardner from the Coasters, born this week, 1928. Lonnie Donegan, born in 31. Ray Barretto, born in 29. Bobby V, born in 1943. Johnny Horton having a birthday, born in 27. Johnny Farina from Santo and Johnny is turning 79. Judy Collins is 80 this week. Rita Coolidge, 75. Sonny James, born in 1929. Ray Parker Jr., lead singer from Radio, and of course best known for the song Ghostbusters from that movie. He's turning 66. Leslie Gore, born this week in 1946. Link Ray, born in 36. Engelbert Humperdinck is turning 84. The fantastic Johnny C is 77. And Cass Elliott gave birth to her daughter, Owen Vanessa, this week in 1967. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of April 26th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com and just click blog. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.